This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Whether the action is at the link or the bank, there's never an off day on Broad Street. It's the biggest news of the day, every day, with takes from someone who's never short on them. It's WIP Daily with Joe Giglio.
Welcome on in, WIP Daily, Joe Giglio with you. Appreciate listening, subscribing, following the podcast, cursor YouTube feed, 94 WIP. Check it out there as we are now less than 2 weeks to the start of NFL free agency. The combine begins, actually the workouts today, and we'll find out which players the Eagles are interviewing. It's always fun this time of year to kind of go back and rewatch that video that emerged of Jalen Hurts' interview at the combine a couple years ago, or 5 years ago now, I should say, when the Eagles, you know, obviously started to realize that he was a guy they might want to draft to their football team. And 5 years later, two Super Bowl appearances and a championship, it was the best pick Howie Roseman ever made to bring Jalen Hurts to Philadelphia as a second round pick. But around this time of the year, it's that combination of trying to find the next guy, trying to thread the needle between the draft and free agency and understanding both at the same time. And look, when the Eagles have day one of free agency in a couple weeks, I expect there to be more defections than additions. I expect the Eagles to, and they've been doing this in a sense since the Super Bowl, preparing us for certain players to not be here. Now, we've heard, and the reports are that Zach Vaughn is priority number one, as I believe he should be. I'd have Milton Williams at number two. And then Sweat and Josh Sweat and Mekhi Becton towards the bottom. I fully anticipate that both Josh Sweat and Mekhi Becton won't be here. I also feel the same for Milton Williams. I think Zach Bond is the only of the four big Eagles free agents that could come back. I think the other three are all but gone. And when it comes to Mekhi Becton, I really think the Eagles could replace him very adequately through a couple different means and don't need to spend the money to go and pay a guy that they really, in essence, helped make. Mekhi Becton was a high pick of the New York Jets. Mekhi Becton was a guy that had promise, but he wasn't ever in the NFL the kind of player he was after moving to guard and playing for the Philadelphia Eagles. Had a great year here. You know, he was crying on the field after the Super Bowl. It was a great story. You know, this kid was the 11th overall pick in the 2020 draft, and he was supposed to be a star for the New York Jets, and he just wasn't. And they let him go last year. It was a great signing by the Philadelphia Eagles to bring him in on a one-year deal. And boom, he ends up as the right guard. And away they go, champion. And now he gets hit free agency. I wish him the best. I think he's going to do well in free agency monetarily. We'll see if he continues to play moving forward. But I think for the Eagles, they have a couple different ways they could replace him. Actually, there's three different ways. The first way, and we'll see it this week in the combine, is to evaluate and go after a potential, you know, high pick at the guard position and or a player that has tackle versatility. And we saw this a lot last year. There was a lot of rumors, a lot of lead up into the NFL draft last year that the Eagles were going to take a tackle with the express idea of playing him at guard until Lane Johnson retired. And then Quinyon Mitchell fell, and I think it just changed the whole plan. But, you know, if in an alternate universe, if Quinyon Mitchell had gone 13th or 15th overall, and then maybe even Terry and Arnold went after that, and both were off the board by the time the Eagles got on the board in the first round last year, I think there was a real chance that they were going to take a tackle. So that is certainly possible again, and we'll see what they think of this tackle class. It doesn't seem as good as it was last year, but we'll see. That's idea number one. The second one is to elevate an incumbent who may be more ready than we think because of the development and tutelage under Jeff Stoutland. Now, the first guy, and the guy you're probably going to think of, is Tyler Steen. And Tyler Steen became like a swing offensive lineman this year, and he came in when either Dickerson or Becton went down, or Juergens had to go out, and Dickerson went to center, and then Steen went to left guard. And Tyler Steen is a former third-round pick, Alabama kid, and he's been in this a few years now where you start to wonder if they think he's ready to go. He was drafted in a third-round pick in 2023, so this was his second year in the NFL. This past year, he started two games here before he started one. I haven't been wowed, but I also haven't been I don't think he's a detriment. Now, is he a starter and a high-level starter? I don't know. But I think there's certainly a chance he could be better than we think right now. He got 27% of the snaps this year when you factor in late in the season, resting guys, injuries. So he played a little bit this year and wasn't bad. And he's still under contract for a couple more years. That's an option. Also, another option when you look at the Eagles roster and moving forward is Trevor Keegan, offensive lineman, 24 years old, out of Michigan. He was an awesome player at the University of Michigan to help them win a championship. 306 pounds, 6'5". Now, he's developed a little bit more behind the scenes than maybe out in front as much as Tyler Steen, but I loved him in college. Loved him. Fifth round pick last year, and there is a chance that Jeff Stoutland thinks this kid can really play. You go back, he's been at every level a star. Two-time Illinois high school football Class 6A All-State performer, best recruit in Illinois, got offers from Georgia, Penn State, Michigan, obviously went to Michigan. He was, first-team offensive guard, all Big Ten, back-to-back Joe Moore Awards. He went back for a fifth season. He won a national championship, all Big Ten. The guy is phenomenal. College player, and now he gets to go into his second season. So there's option one is drafting a kid high. Option two is maybe a battle between Steen and Trevor Keegan for the right guard spot. There is one other option, though, and that is to try to find the next Mekhi Becton, to try to find a player that fits a profile like Mekhi Becton, where you could probably sign him on the cheap, and maybe it's the same exact thing as last year, where you look for a player that's a little bit of a distressed asset, maybe has physical tools, could come here on a one-year deal. The Eagles, I was listening yesterday, Keyshawn Johnson on Fox Sports 1 made the point they're a destination now. Well, destination can mean a lot of things. It can mean for stars, like Myles Garrett probably wants to come here. But it could also mean the Eagles could be looked at as a career resurrector. The Astros in baseball, the Dodgers in baseball. There are certain teams that are resurrectors, where you go there, you fix your flaws, you become, you sign a one-year deal or whatever, and then you could go hit big at free agency. The Dodgers have been fixing pitchers for years. For a couple years, under Farhan Zaidi, Gabe Kapler, the Giants were doing this with pitchers, fixing them. Kevin Gausman went to the Giants and then got a $100 million contract with the Blue Jays. Zach Bond, we'll see if he stays, but he could look at himself that way. Mekhi Becton. So destination doesn't only mean star. It could mean a guy that thinks he could be a star still, but whatever reason, his career arc fell off, come to the Eagles, get a chance to play, excel, high-profile team, winning team, big games, boom, you had free agency, and then you go and start the third act of your career. So I was looking around to see the free agents available over, at the offensive line position. Like, guys that maybe fit the bill a little bit, like a Mekhi Becton. What I mean by that is, maybe they were a high pick, right? Maybe a first or second round pick. For whatever reason, did not nail it. Did not become a great player in their first stop. We're talking maybe injuries or down performance, whatever it is. And now, still capable, not old, and capable of coming in under the Mekhi Becton role 2025. Who could be the new Mekhi Becton here for the Eagles? So that was my goal as I set forth and I look through the free agent list. And obviously you got to go beyond the top. Like, it's not Trey Smith who's going to set the record for money for a guard this year when he gets out there. It's not that. We're not talking about top of the market. Because last year, remember, Mekhi Becton was far from top of the market. But every year, there are players like this. There are so many players that hit free agency and for whatever reason didn't dominate or didn't land in to what people thought. So Cam Robinson, a free agent, but no, he's a higher level of a free agent, the tackle that Jacksonville traded to Minnesota during last season. But, you know, his name came up. Drew Dahlman, he's a starting center. That doesn't fit the bill. You know, I was going through Will Fries. I think he's more of a starting guard. He doesn't fit the bill. Tevin Jenkins, probably a lower level starting guard. Been injured, interesting, but I wouldn't say it fits the bill the way I'm looking for. Now, Kevin Zeitler is more of a stopgap effective, but he's 34 years old. That's a one-year stopgap. That's not him coming in and competing with Steen or Keegan. He's the right guard for a year. The Lions just did that last year with him. There's Tyron Smith, again, older. That's more of a backup at this point of his career with all the injuries he's had and his age now. So it's not easy. Now, just for comparison's sake, as I go through this list, Mekhi Becton now comes up on one of these free agent lists after those guys I mentioned. So you kind of go through it, looking for the name, looking for the right person. And I went to Pro Football Focus. I went to their ranking of the free agents. And what they do, along with putting up their ranking and their grades, is they give you a free agent comparison. Like, this player, based on their system of grading, based on their, you know, whatever, pass rush grade, you know, depending on the position, run defense grade. I'm looking at Azeez Ojulari, who's a free agent pass rusher, right? They give him a top free agent comparison. Like, this guy right now reminds PFF of this guy in this year. And I'll give you one just to kind of give you a comparison. So they have Harrison Smith, the veteran safety. 38 was age 35 last year. Why, he's been around a while. They have his free agent comparison, Eric Weddle, in 2019. Like, not just Eric Weddle, but 2019 Eric Weddle. You know, they have a comparison of, let me give you a decent one here. They compare.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
What's a good one? You know, they're looking at... So, you know, they got players... I mean, I'll go to the top, all right? So they got T. Higgins, and his comp in free agency is Kenny Golladay in 2021. They've got Khalil Mack's comp right now is Von Miller circa 2022. Amari Cooper's comp is DeAndre Hopkins circa 2023. So just give you an example. So I was looking to try to find my next version of Mekhi Becton, and then PFF said, here it is. So PFF actually comps this player to Mekhi Becton last year. It is exactly what I was looking for. I didn't expect this when I clicked in, but it's exactly what I'm looking for. So Mekhi Becton last year was the Eagles, you know, under the radar deal that became a big one on the offensive side. This year, here's the name, and here's who I think they should go after. Jedrick Wills, Cleveland Browns. His comp, Mekhi Becton 2024. Look, he had injuries. He missed more than half the season. He basically was benched on, down the stretch. But we're talking about a top 10 pick. We're talking about a guy that was a top 10 pick in the NFL draft. And if you go back, Jedrick Wills was drafted one spot ahead of Mekhi Becton in the 2020 draft. It went Burrow, Chase Young, Jeff Okuda, Andrew Thomas, Tua Tagovailoa, Justin Herbert, Derek Brown, Isaiah Simmons, C.J. Henderson, Jedrick Wills, Mekhi Becton. Boy, that's it's a hit or miss draft. Burrow, obviously a hit. Thomas, a hit. Tua's been a hit. Herbert, a hit. Derek Brown, a hit. And then, you know, Wirfs was a hit for Tampa. CeeDee Lamb, a hit. A.J. Terrell. But a lot of misses there. Obviously, Jalen Reagor, Justin Jefferson. A boom or bust kind of first round. Well, the hits are really good. But, you know, Love, Ayuk. But the misses are really bad there. But that's the comp. Wills has been up and down, but we're talking about a player right now who will enter next season in his age 26 year. He has played tackle at the NFL level. I think he's versatile enough to go to guard. He's 6'4", 307 pounds. He needs to find his resurrection here in the NFL. And I believe Jeff Stoutland could be that resurrection for him. So here's my proposal. The Eagles let Becton go. Not going to pay that guy $15, $20 million on the open market. And what I would do is I would bring in Jedrick Wills as your swing tackle, give him the opportunity in training camp to compete at that right guard position, have it a three-man competition between Jedrick Wills, Tyler Steen, Trevor Keegan. Let the best man win. The others become backups. If Jedrick Wills doesn't win, it's a one-year, $5 million deal, and he's your backup tackle on both sides. And you have Steen and Wills as potential tackle eligible and tackle versatile, and you have Keegan there competing to be the right guard. I think there's a real chance he's the future right guard anyway as time goes on. That's what I would do. The Eagles have an enormous advantage with Jeff Stoutland. They don't need to spend on every position and use high picks on every position on the offensive line. They developed Jordan Mailata. They used 2 second-round picks to solidify Juergens and Dickerson at center and left guard. And obviously, Lane Johnson, all those years ago, was a first-round pick who continues to be a stalwart here. They could go cheap at one spot. They did it last year and won the Super Bowl. I think Becton is as good as gone. And Jedrick Wills, both in the exercise I was hoping for and PFF's database, that's the next Mekhi Becton. That's the guy that fits the profile. He was taken one pick before him in the 2020 draft. He's had a similar run where it's just not working. It didn't pan out the way that the franchise wanted in Cleveland. And obviously, Mekhi Becton did pan out for the New York Jets. But you add it all together. You put him here. Resurrection. Destination. Jeff Stoutland involved. It wouldn't shock me if he wins a job at training camp. And boom, he's your right guard for a year. And you keep doing it. The Eagles have something here. Like the Dodgers have with a pitching factory. The Giants at one point had with a pitching factory. They can make people better. That's an appealing thing. And I think it could help them save a couple dollars, say goodbye to Becton, get a comp pick, keep this train rolling. Competition in camp at that right guard spot. It worked out last year. I trust Stoutland to make it work out again. Jedrick Wills Jr., that's the new Mekhi Becton. I appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast. Of course, our YouTube feed, 94WIP. Check it out there.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.